Badgers. So it brings up fourth down, down to 150 to play in regulation. Probably enough for two more plays if they run the clock all the way down. 49-7, Badger on top of Burlington. If you're a Badger fan, it was a very exciting game to call for some of our listeners. Understand we had several from Lake Geneva. Ballman once again in the gun. Now he's got to run. And he scores. Ballman scores the touchdown with 1:05 to go to make it 49-13. So nice job by the Demons. Did not quit. So make with 1:05 to go, it's 49-13. Well, Tomczak will try to convert this extra point here. As the Demons get one more player in there. There's a snap, the kick is up, and the kick is good. So with 1:05 to go, it's now Badger 49, Burlington 14. So probably a kickoff, and Badgers recover, and they'll just run the clock out. All right, so Tomczak to kick off with 1:05 to go. There's the kick, and the kick was by Marino. And the Badgers are just going to run this out now. And let's see if they even got to run a play here, maybe one. Bring them out, Shade Will, for one play. Just fall down on it. Take a knee. And he does. And that's the end of our ball game. The final score, it was Badger 49, Burlington 14. Badger improves to 6-0 overall, 4-0 in conference. Burlington falls to 4-2 overall, 2-2 in conference. This has been WRJN Racine. So Dylan's down on the field. He'll try to get the interview as soon as possible for our player of the game, Matt O'Grady. Until then, I'll run down one more time our coaches poll for week five, sponsored by The Bound. In Division One, it's Franklin, who won easily tonight over undefeated Bradford, who's now has one loss, followed by the Badgers here, then Muskego, Arrowhead, and Wanakee. In Division Two, it's Notre Dame, followed by West Appear, Westlake, Homestead, and Holman. Checking in at number 10, unranked all year. Now number 10 is Union Grove. Division.
Dick, we're standing here.
Okay, we'll turn it down to Dylan.
Player of the game, O'Grady. Impressive performance here tonight. You surpassed 800 rushing yards on the season. Obviously, you only needed 20 coming into today. Very easy for you to do. But you were able to continue that tonight. You guys had a couple double passes. Yeah. Just getting creative. Obviously, you were able to, you know, showcase whatever you guys wanted to. You had success all night long. Talk about this 6-0 start, just kind of where things are as a team and where things are going.
The way last year ended, the game away from state, that definitely lit a fire under all of our butts. I mean, everyone's just flying around, the O-line, running backs, everyone's doing a great job. Like tonight, I think like 6 or 7 guys had a touchdown. So everyone's getting the ball and scoring, and it's just a big energy thing. So, I mean, our energy is good. We fly around, so.
Yeah, you guys play in the Southern Lakes Conference. Obviously, it's a lot of smash-mouth football. You guys have no problem with that. Talk about your O-line and what they do for you every week.
Last interview, I didn't give them a shout-out, so this is perfect. You know, they're a bunch of big guys, you know, just flying around, always fun. I mean, the few times you do throw the ball, I have plenty of time to throw it. So, I mean, I give all my credit to the O-line, so.
Awesome. Well, once again, that was Matt O'Grady, our DG Sports Player of the Game. Back up to you in the booth, Dick.
Thanks, Dylan. So, yeah, once again, our Player of the Game was Matt O'Grady, the quarterback from Badger. And what a performance he put on tonight. So we'll finish running down our coaches poll for week 5. In Division 3, it was Catholic Memorial, followed by Grafton, Plymouth, Mount Horeb, Barneveld, and Edgewood. In Division 4, it's Aquinas, followed by Winneconne, Baldwin-Woodville, Lake Mills, and Columbus. Once again this week, checking in at number 6 is Racine St. Catharines. In Division 5, it's Northwestern, followed by Elmhurst, Grantsburg, Mayville, and Tomahawk. In Division 6, it's Edgar, followed by Regis, Darlington, Mondovi, and Cambridge. And finally, in Division 7, still holding that top spot is Kenosha St. Joseph, followed by Potosi Cassville, Black Hawk Warren, Boyceville, and Cochrane Fountain City. So those were your top teams in each of the 7 divisions. So congratulations to Badger, who's number 2 in Division 1, Union Grove, who's number 10 now in Division 2, Racine St. Catharines, who is number 6 in Division 4, and Kenosha St. Joel's holding that top spot in Division 7. Well, that's going to put a wrap on this broadcast from the Don Dalton Stadium. My thanks to Eric Sulik, AD at Burlington, for accommodating us, and to all of our sponsors and patrons. Our next broadcast will be October 3rd from Hammes Field, where the Case Eagles will host the Oak Creek Knights in a game that could decide second place in the Southeast Conference. Pre-game will be at 6:40 with kickoff at 7 p.m. Next up for Lake Geneva Badger will be a home game on October 3rd when they will host Wilmot. Next up for Burlington will be a road game on October 3rd at Elkhorn. Both games kick off at 7 p.m. So for Dylan, Daryl, this is Dick Rosefa saying you've been listening to high school football streaming live on DG Sports. Join us on October 3rd for our next game at dgsports.mixler.com or on WRJN Radio 1400 AM or 99.9 FM or on the Mixler or Civic Media app. DG Sports, we cover all Racine City and County schools. Once again, our final score, it was Badger 49, Burlington 14. Badger improves to 6-0 overall. More importantly, 4-0 in conference. Burlington drops to 4-2 overall, 2-2 in conference. Enjoy the rest of your night, everyone.
Taste of fall is calling at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Sink your fork into freshly baked pumpkin pie bars with that perfect hint of spice. Or bite into the sweet, cozy goodness of their apple pie bars, just like autumn in every bite. Add a hot coffee or latte and you've got the perfect recipe for a warm, toasty vibe that makes fall unforgettable. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Water's incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Across the stars, the psychodramas and the traumas gone, the songs are endless, song and hunger born. is as sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch.
Get ready to go for the green and gold. On WRJN, listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling.
Not three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you. How in my silence I adored you. And only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling.
Knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness. Means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe.
Means you ain't gonna show. The answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness. Means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
Hey.
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
And so we're running just as fast as we can.
local news, timeless hits on WRJN. And just because the workday has ended doesn't mean we stop watching the news for you. 7 days a week, around the clock, top of the hour, CBS News happens here on WRJN to go with our local news, local sports, and timeless hits.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to preventchildabuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
You can take and tear me away.
God.
What you say?
There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Tell me more.
There's not a man today who could take me away from my God.
Kiss me each morning for a million years. Hold me each evening at your side. Tell me you'll love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. Sweeten my coffee with a morning kiss. Soften my dreams with your sigh. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me go. I won't tell you no, just so that we can say we tried. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye.
WRJN.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad. Thoughts like any other one.
misunderstood.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A town hall is being held in Des Moines, Iowa, as Ian Roberts, the superintendent of the state's largest school district, was arrested and detained by ICE agents. CBS's Lana Zack with more on what took place earlier today.
In a targeted action today, law enforcement attempted to stop Roberts, who fled in a school vehicle. According to agents, Roberts possessed a loaded weapon, a criminal offense for someone without legal status in the U.S. Roberts has a long history of employment in New York, Baltimore, and D.C. schools, becoming superintendent of Des Moines in 2023.
Justice Department agents are being sent to ICE facilities. Attorney General Pam Bondi, in a post on social media, says that she is making the move to safeguard federal agents, protect federal property, and immediately arrest all individuals engaged in any federal crime. Bondi also says that she is instructing the Joint Terrorism Task Forces across the country to disrupt and investigate all entities and individuals engaged in acts of domestic terrorism. A storm is developing in the Atlantic Ocean that could become a tropical storm or hurricane, dubbed Imelda. The storm could potentially have a significant impact on parts of the southeastern U.S. early next week.
I'm Jim Crissell at Sunset Beach, North Carolina. While there's still lots of uncertainty, the developing storm well east of Florida is expected to impact the southeast U.S. coast early and mid next week. Parts of Georgia and the Carolinas could see rough surf, strong winds, very heavy rain, and a threat of tornadoes.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke before the UN General Assembly about Hamas in Gaza.
The final remnants of Hamas are holed up in Gaza City. They vow to repeat the atrocities of October 7th again and again and again, no matter how diminished their forces. That is why Israel must finish the job.
Dozens of delegates walked out as Netanyahu spoke. President Trump calls former FBI Director James Comey a dirty cop after Comey is indicted by Trump's handpicked U.S. attorney. Democratic lawmakers have sharply criticized the charges as an abuse of power. CBS's Erica Brown in Washington reports.
The day after a federal grand jury indicted former FBI Director James Comey, President Trump said the charges were not motivated by retribution.
It's about justice, really. It's not revenge. It's about justice. It's also about the fact that you can't let this go on. They are sick, radical left people. And they can't get away with it.
Friday, the president predicted more of his political rivals could face charges.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9624. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
A new survey finds Americans are increasingly booking trips after seeing celebrities' vacation spots.
A survey from the train booking app Trainline finds 50% of Americans say they're inspired to book a trip because of a celebrity's vacation, with London, Rome, and Paris as the top destinations. Kate Hopcraft is the company's head of international communications.
About 40% said they would actually book to dine at the same restaurant, and 25% would also look to book at the same hotel after seeing a celeb vacation there.
The survey's top celebrity trip influencer may surprise you, actor Ben Affleck, followed by Taylor Swift and Rihanna. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
40 former national park superintendents are calling on the Trump administration to close the parks to visitors in case of a government shutdown. They say parks are under strain from staff reductions and budget cuts, and leaving them open during a shutdown would make it much worse. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low near 60. Sunshine for Saturday, a high in the low 80s. And more sun on Sunday, a high in the low 70s. Staying dry next week, we'll see temps even warm into the 80s. Currently at 64 degrees.
spend your love to me. Lonely rivers flow to the sea,